The Iraq War has been officially over for nearly a year and a half, but refugees from the conflict are still being admitted to the U.S. by the thousands. Many are settling in the city of El Cajon, which in recent years has undergone a transformation. On the 10th anniversary of the Iraq invasion, Fronteras reporter Adrian Florido paid a visit to the East County community.
A decade after the first rockets fell, the 12 Iraqis in this English class are just now trying to build new lives.
How tall are you?
5 feet 9 inches.
Good.
8 inches. Nawar Gorgis was 14 when the war began. His family eventually fled Iraq for Jordan. They lived there until just 3 months ago when they arrived as refugees to El Cajon. Gorgis is now 24. He says he wants to start a new life here, but he has one immediate task: to learn English. Erica Bouri helps.
We're helping to really do sort of an intensive deep dive into rapid acquisition of the English you need for a job.
And she works for the International Rescue Committee, the resettlement agency that runs this program. All told, 11,000 Iraqis and counting have arrived in San Diego because of the war, making it now one of the largest Iraqi communities in the U.S. And if you take a walk down El Cajon's main street, it's clear Iraqis are no longer newcomers. They're becoming a part of the city's fabric. Aging storefronts are being spruced up with signs in Arabic. At the Venus Hair Salon, it's an exciting time for Ahlam Aylesha, the owner. This weekend, she's expanding into the empty space next door.
This one is going to be for women, and we have makeup permanent, we have nails, and we have five stylists over there.
She says the growing Iraqi community in El Cajon is making her success possible. She resettled here in 1994, after the first Gulf War. During the more recent war, much of her family has also fled Iraq.
So your family is getting much bigger here.
More than 500 people.
In El Cajon?
El Cajon.
In your family?
In my family.
What is that?
Because
like?
I have 14 uncle and aunt. And each one of them, they have like 9, 8, 10, 11 kids.
Well, from a business perspective, it's been fantastic. I mean, we've seen a lot more innovative business.
Bill Wells is El Cajon's vice mayor. He thinks the Iraqis have infused the city with new vibrancy. But he's also heard comments from some longtime residents who are wary about the Arabic signs popping up on commercial strips.
There's a lot of people that feel this is not really fostering assimilation, but it's fostering a set-asideness. And there's an us and a them and this community and that community. And I don't think anybody really wants that.
At his new restaurant across from City Hall, Sadiq Al-Bazaz says he doesn't have much choice about his signs or his employees.
Because, you know, a lot of people, they don't speak English, so we can't put any American working here in our restaurant because he doesn't speak Arabic, you know.
Al-Bazaz studied accounting in Iraq, but he struggled to apply those skills here, thus the restaurant. Stories of lost careers are common among Iraqi refugees. So are stories of tough job searches, post-traumatic stress disorder, and of kids falling behind in school.
Hey, no foul, no foul. Get in front, get in front. Go,
John. On a recent evening, Iraqi teens played soccer on a high school field here. They're in a program called Youth and Leaders Living Actively, or YALA, which means let's go in Arabic. It offers soccer training to students who commit to after-school tutoring so they don't fall behind. The young Lebanese man who started YALA realized that refugee students needed school help, exercise, but most importantly, they needed to feel like part of a tight community.
Good job, Rabah, good job!
19-year-old Ahmed Abdul Karim says that the programs helped him cope with all the moves his family's had to make because of the war.
So I moved here and I played with like all the people that are from the same country as I'm from and went through it, basically what I've been through. So it was kind of like I felt like I was back at home.
And it turns out that Karim's team is pretty good. Next month, they'll compete in one of California's most prestigious soccer tournaments. In San Diego, I'm Adrian Florido.
Oh, nice pass. Habibi, come on, shoot, Habibi.